This weekend, you can find gadgets galore spread across several acres of exhibit space at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Row after row of flat-screen TVs, MP3 players, car navigation systems, appliances, and all manner of wireless technology. It's all part of the annual Consumer Electronics Trade Show, known to many in the industry as the Super Bowl of tech merchandising. More than 100,000 people have come to the CES this year to check out the latest trends, and one of them is Rob Peguerrero. He's the consumer technology editor for The Washington Post, and he's on the line with us now. Rob, I know you're on your cell phone and you're somewhere in that massive convention center. Can you give us a sense of the size and the scope and tell us exactly where you're standing?
I am standing, I think I'm somewhat close to the geographic center of the center hall, which may actually be a couple square miles in here, and there are two halls next to it. Right now, I am looking at what is advertised as the world's largest plasma TV. It's a set that measures 80 inches across, diagonally.
80 inches across?
Yes. Maybe they should measure it in feet at that size. I'm not really sure. And it's quite impressive. It doesn't look that big from here, but that's because I'm 20 feet away. There's about 30 people between me and the set.
How much does an 80-inch flat-screen TV cost?
This one doesn't have a price yet. It's basically been done as a sort of proof of concept to say, in this case the company is Samsung, look what we can do, i.e. look what our competitors cannot do. But for large sets like this, you're talking starting 4,000 or so. We've yet to quite see the affordable flat-screen TV set that you could replace an existing cathode ray tube set with without taking out a loan first.
Rob, it used to be that you would just go shopping for a good television. Now you go shopping for home entertainment systems, the whole package.
Yes, and there's so many different options. It's amazing the companies that are getting into the business. Dell and HP and Gateway are now all making digital television sets, flat panel sets. Epson, the company that makes printers, they have an LCD plasma screen on display.
And with all these computer companies getting into the business of making television, I guess we see a lot more communication, getting your computer and your television or your home entertainment system to talk to each other in some way.
Absolutely. It's a huge emphasis of the show. Now that the computer industry has sort of gotten everyone convinced that, yes, a computer is an effective way to organize a music collection, to store your photo albums, everyone has realized that, wait, it's not the best way to listen to the music or display the photos. We need some way to get all those pictures and songs back into the living room. So lots of people are working on different wireless networking schemes to basically let your home theater rig talk to your computer in one way or another. And essentially it turns the computer into your CD changer and your CD rack, for that matter.
And so when you actually do this, I'm trying to imagine this. The relatives come over and you want to show them pictures of the kids. Instead of reaching for the family album, you just pop up the pictures on your 80-inch TV.
Yes, exactly. The idea is you would have, it depends. The receiver might be built into the TV. It might be a box that is on top of your stereo receiver. It could be built into your DVD player or your DVD recorder. That's another thing we're seeing a lot of here. And the idea is you'd press a remote, you'd see an on-screen menu, pictures, music, videos, what have you. Then you bring them up and you flip through in slideshow manner.
Now, from what I understand, there's usually a section that is devoted to sort of trends of the future or gadgets of the future, the sort of George Jetson section of the exhibit. What are you seeing there? Any new or unusual or downright goofy stuff there?
There's a fine line between goofy, interesting, and useful, and you never know where a product is going to land until 6 months after it's hit the market. For instance, Sony is showing off a sort of LCD tablet called Location Free. You know, maybe instead of looking at your photos on your 80-inch plasma set, you simply want to look at them on a little 12-inch LCD you carry with you. You can browse the web and check your email. So, yes, this thing would let you check your email in the bathroom. This is progress. Microsoft has developed a line of watches. They have little FM radios built in, and they're designed to sort of tune in so you can get the weather forecast on your watch, news headlines. Your calendar and your address book are beamed into the watch and updated every day.
Well, the future is now, because I swear that George Jetson did have a watch just like this.
Just in case your handheld organizer and your cell phone are not enough, your watch is there to also keep your life in order.
Well, that actually sounds like a pretty good idea, but I want you to tell me about something that caught my attention, a subwoofer that's called the butt kicker.
It's supposed to be a complement to a subwoofer. It's this mechanical gadget you attach to the underside of a sofa or a lounge chair. It plugs into your stereo system, and when you're watching a movie with a particular amount of bass, say an explosion, it vibrates the entire sofa, the entire couch.
You are there.
You are there, and you're feeling it in the morning, apparently.
Rob, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Rob Pegoraro is the consumer technology editor for The Washington Post. We reached him on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center at this year's Consumer Electronics Show.